This is Scalable Stories. We test the claim before we trust the config. You reload Engine X with a perfectly reasonable config and everything works. Then your backend team rotates IPs overnight and suddenly you're staring at a wall of HTTP 502s. No config changed, no error in the logs that makes any sense. You reload again and it's fine. That's the signature of a frozen DNS problem hiding inside proxy pass. But before we get to the fix, let's talk about why this directive keeps surprising people who've been running Engine X for years. Most people assume proxy pass is a simple pass-through. You point it at a backend, it forwards the request, done. The reality is that proxy pass rewrites your request URI only under very specific syntactic conditions. If the value carries a URI part, even a lone slash engine X strips the location prefix and replaces it with what you configured. If it doesn't carry a URI part, the original request passes through untouched. That sounds subtle, but it's the direct cause of double slashes in paths and concatenated URIs like Apex appearing out of nowhere. The trailing slash mismatch between your location block and your proxy pass value is almost always the culprit. Keep both consistent, and both with a slash, and a whole class of path mangling disappears. Here's where it gets genuinely tricky. The moment you put a variable in proxy pass, two things change. First, URI rewriting becomes your job. Engine X will not strip and replace for you, so you often need to append request URI manually. Second, DNS resolution moves from startup time to request time. And that means you need a resolver directive in scope. Without one, every request fails with a fivon2 and the log line no resolver defined to resolve. The resolver directive accepts a valid parameter that overrides DNS time to live values, which is useful when you want to control how aggressively it re-resolves, but the variable workaround has real costs. You lose upstream block features entirely. No keep alive connection pooling, no load balancing, no per server failure accounting. You're trading one operational problem for a quieter but equally painful set of limitations. Now the trap that bites people during maintenance windows. Proxy pass is valid in location blocks, inside if within a location, and in limit except blocks, but in regex locations, named locations, if statements, and limit except, proxy pass must not carry a URI part, not even a bare trailing slash. If it does, Engine X refuses to start. That's a config load failure during your change window, which is exactly when you least want to debug it. And there's a second interaction hiding here. If a rewrite directive changes the URI inside a location that has a URI carrying proxy pass, the rewritten URI wins and your configured replacement is silently ignored. That's not a bug. It's documented behavior, but it surprises people every time. Back to the frozen DNS problem, because that's the one that causes real outages. Static host names in proxy pass and upstream blocks resolve once at startup or reload. Backend IP rotation means stale addresses persist until you manually reload. There are three escalating fixes. The first is the variable workaround we covered, but it costs you upstream features. The second requires Engine X 1.27.3 or newer, which adds a resolve parameter on upstream servers. It re-resolves in the background honoring DNS TTLs. But it needs a shared memory zone and a resolver directive inside the upstream block. And here's the version caveat worth memorizing. Enterprise Linux 9 and Ubuntu 24.04 both top out at Engine X 1.24. Rocky Linux 10 ships 1.28.2, which is verified working. If you're on the older distributions, you need the latest stable Engine X from the Get PageSpeed repository to get this feature at all. The third fix is the JDomain module, which is the production grade answer for most people. It gives you a JDomain directive with request-driven re-resolution on a fixed interval, no shared memory zone requirement, and retention of the last known good addresses during DNS outages. You lose nothing. Keep alive, pooling, load balancing, all of it still works. Initial resolution at startup is synchronous through etc. resolve.conf. So if the record is unresolvable, Nginx refuses to start with host not found in upstream. That's a feature, not a bug, but you need to know it. And each worker keeps its own re-resolution timer, so you should expect brief inconsistency across workers after a DNS change. That's normal. On RPM systems, you add a load module line at the top of nginx.conf. On Debian and Ubuntu, module loading is automatic. No load module needed. So how do you choose if you're on Nginx 1.27.3 or newer and you're fine with a shared memory zone? The built-in resolve parameter is clean and well supported. If you're on an older distribution, or you don't want to manage shared memory zones, or you want stale address fallback during DNS outages, JDomain is the better fit. Its parameters give you control. Port defaults to 80, interval defaults to 1 second. Max IPS, caps resolved addresses at 4 by default, and you can pin IPv4 or IPv6. The strict flag marks the upstream down on resolution failure instead of reusing stale addresses. Use strict when you'd rather fail fast than serve a possibly wrong backend. And on the keep alive side, remember the three-part requirement: keep alive 16 proxy HTTP version 1.1 and an empty connection header. All three, miss one and pooling silently, doesn't happen. One memorable takeaway from all of this: ProxyPass is not a pass-through. It's a miniature routing engine with three distinct behaviors that switch on syntax, URI, part present or absent, variable present or absent, context allowed or forbidden. Each combination changes what happens at request time and at startup time. Read your proxy pass values the way a compiler would, not the way you intend them, and when DNS is involved, assume the address will change under you. Plan for re-resolution before the outage, not after. Measure the weight, reclaim only what is real.